We're back with Diane Diekman talking about Marty Robbins. And Diane, what's something about Marty Robbins that most people don't know?
I don't think most people know how shy he was, because he was such a cut up on stage. But he did that to entertain people. He overcame his shyness by his public persona. And he was always seeking approval, and he needed favorable approval. So he always put on a good show, and he entertained people. But he himself was a very reserved, quiet person.
Almost like the story about clowns, the tears of a clown behind the mask. You never know what the person's like.
That would describe him, yes.
Did you ever get a chance to meet Marty Robbins?
I didn't actually meet him. I saw him in concert several times, and I had my picture taken with him on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry steps, but that was it. I've never talked to him or technically met him.
Now, did you include that picture of you and Marty in your book?
No, I didn't, because that's one of the things that bothered me about Marty. He was such a cut-up, such a clown, and when he would take pictures with people, he'd make silly faces and things. And I think he didn't realize that for his fans, this was a moment of a lifetime to have their photo taken with Marty Robbins, and he'd be goofing off and make some silly face. So I didn't want anybody to see the picture I had with him.
Okay, if somebody wants to get more information on your book, how do they contact you?
They can go to my website, DianeDiekman.com, DianeDiekman.com, and that one and Live Fast, Love Hard, The Fair and Young Story are both published by the University of Illinois Press, so they can get them through there also.
Someday I'm gonna write the story of my life.